I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome back to another Out of Spec podcast episode. We are at Clear Detailing with Colton, who you'll see on the Out of Spec Detailing channel. And we're talking Tesla Model 3 variants.
Yep.
Different trims, different motors, because the other day, or maybe it's a couple weeks ago now, Colton drives a Model 3 dual motor, and he's like, Kyle, I just ordered a Model 3 Performance. Meanwhile, your car's leased for another 2 years, and yep. You can't cancel the lease early.
Nope.
So I'm like, what are you going to do with two of these things? And you're like, oh, I want all the extra power and the performance. Yep. And I'm like, that's like $60,000+ for something you only get the benefit of when you're past 75% throttle. And I'm like, what is this dude thinking? So thankfully you canceled that. You're getting an ID4. Take a listen to a previous episode where we walk you through the whole process. But you've been driving my Model 3 Performance for the last few days, and you have your Model 3 dual motor. So I'm curious, now that you have literally both at your disposal to use, what your opinions are of both trims.
Yeah, so I think first off the bat, yours being an older car, definitely a lot noisier without all... So,
wait, are you saying my car isn't like a really nice example of a Model 3?
I gotta say though, for the mileage that you have on that thing, like it drives well, like very well.
120,000 miles of abuse and it's held up.
Yeah, I mean, lots of power, charges still great. I think has less rattles than the Plaid at this point in cold weather.
My Plaid has some major issues.
It does.
Yeah. Well, that'll be another podcast. I think one of the motors is not so happy in the back.
Totally agree.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, totally agree. But like the suspension being a different one, from what I understand, and I think you'd know this better, the Model 3 Long Range that you can currently buy now is the exact same suspension on the Performance.
That's correct as of today, because when Drew bought his Model 3 Performance, he got a 2022. Yeah. He upgraded from, I think, a 2020. Mine's a 2019.
Yep.
And we drove in his car and we filmed a little upgrade. It was when they went to heat pump. It's when they went to dual permanent magnet motor. There were some other things. And we took it on a canyon road in Las Vegas, in some of the hills outside of Las Vegas, where, you know, a lot of automakers do their hot weather testing. And we were like, what is going on? This thing's like a wet noodle. And then we went online and we realized that Tesla removed performance suspension from the Model 3 Performance. We're like, what's going on?
Yeah. But I will say, handling wise, it does, on your suspension, it feels very different. Mine feels like on turn in, it very much leans over, where yours is just like very initial quick response. But yeah, I like the... That's the hard part, right? Is like, I like the ride of my car, but then when you really start pushing it, it's like, there's some shortcomings to that.
Absolutely. But you always find shortcomings with stock suspension.
Yeah.
And I think Drew and I came up with the conclusion when we were reviewing his car that he had just bought, which was, okay, you can have, you know, the older performance suspension, the more hardcore from the factory. Yeah. This is before the even comfort suspension came into effect. This is like a midway upgrade. But I think comfort suspension might just be Model Y. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, new Model 3 performance, they really softened up. But when you think about the old car, it wasn't as hardcore as it needed to be for track use.
No.
So it's like if you're a real driving enthusiast, you're going to Mountain Pass Performance and you're getting upgrades.
Yep.
No matter what. So why not make it comfortable for the people who just want the acceleration?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And, you know, I always like the saying is most people buy a car or think they need to buy a car for 1% of the actual use. I mean, my use is literally driving to and from Fort Collins every day. So it's like, it's really nice to have a comfortable
suspension. Yeah, you sit on the highway for a little bit. You come over here, yeah. It's a 25-minute drive.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's not the end of the world. I will say I was quite surprised at the power difference in your car. It does feel substantially quicker.
And do you find that mostly at low speed? Because I think driving your car, I always feel like it's a bit of a dog off the line. It's just a dual motor. It just doesn't want to get moving. But once you hit about 50 or 45 miles an hour, then it feels pretty strong.
Yeah.
I feel like my Model 3 tapers up top, but rips down low.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. So mine, just for your knowledge, has the boost on it.
Oh, yeah, the boost.
Yeah, okay. So that changed the car dynamically quite a bit. I mean, it has more off the line punch. And then from like your 25 to 30 mile an hour, you know, full throttle acceleration feels quite a bit better. Your car definitely feels quicker from that like 0 to 50 range. And then they very much feel the same. You were mentioning the other night, I think we were driving on the highway, you know, gave it the full beans. You're like, God, this feels so slow.
I drove the Model 3 Performance, but the battery was a little cold. We weren't fully charged.
Yeah.
But I was like, wow, this thing, so slow.
Yeah.
What is going on? Well, I just got out of the Plaid for the last few days. So I'm like, wow, this sucks. I got in the Rivian too. And I'm like, this can't even get out of its own way. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have to recalibrate to what I'm doing here because the Plaid just warps your perception.
100%. I mean, it's, you know what's weird is my wife, so I actually took her in your Plaid and she's like, I don't know, it feels fast, but I kind of expected more. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's how I feel when I drive it too, honestly.
I think the big difference though with the Plaid is like, it doesn't gain traction until like 50 or 60. So it's like a 3 Performance feels very quick there, but then the Plaid is just like a missile after
that. Right, when you hit 70 in a Plaid, that's when it's just waking up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the 70 to 150 is insane.
Yes.
And so that was kind of my point when you were thinking about getting the Model 3 Performance. I'm like, look, like you've been driving the Plaid. That's what made you want more power and everything.
Exactly.
And I'm like, you're just going to feel disappointed every time you get out. You can borrow the Plaid anytime you want. Yeah. So like you have that car to drive. And it's like, oh, why are you going to go halfway and spend that much money?
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess, you know, for maybe to help a little bit of consumer advice for those people who might be looking at Model 3 long range or Model 3 performance.
Yeah.
What are the actual upgrades to the performance?
So one being the brakes.
Yeah.
Brakes are a little bit different. I'm not necessarily sure how very, very different they are. I haven't really pushed it to where you really, really notice it. I mean, you're driving on city streets, but I know that's a good upgrade.
Yeah, the braking package on the Model 3 Performance is not a bad braking package.
No,
you can just do pads and fluid and you're done.
Yeah. Yeah, and definitely having track mode makes a big difference. You know, because I just got the Nokian Hakkapeliitta R5s on my car the other day, turn on slip start so you could give it the beans. But I'm just like, I would just want to throw this thing around.
Right.
And I'm like, track mode would be so good. But I'll patiently wait 2 years for that.
Well, yeah. And so you could always buy like a Mountain Pass Performance party box, which plugs into your car and turns off stability control. It's not as hardcore as track mode that lets you dial in all the things. Track mode is incredible.
Yeah.
And it's like McLaren tech in a Tesla.
Yeah. It's silly.
It's so wild. But I find I use it so infrequently,
mostly
because it's a pain in the ass to get into track mode. Because it's like I'm driving and I'm like, oh, I want to do a big skid here. Let me pull over, put it in park, go 3 menus deep, hit track mode, put it back in drive. And then, now there's a car in front of me.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just want to like I want to I just wish Tesla didn't lock out. Like, why do you need to be in park? I don't know.
Yeah.
They're like, we're obviously going to use it on public roads.
Yeah.
Like, just let us be idiots. I just don't like that level of safety. But my impression of Model 3 dual, long range or performance is actually to buy the LFP Standard Range Plus.
Interesting.
That's the sweet spot. You can full charge that sucker, drain it all the way out. That battery pack doesn't care.
Yeah.
You can be as abusive as you want to that car. I took one around the Nürburgring, and it had great thermal longevity, great driving dynamics, felt a little bit lighter because you don't have the motor on the front axle. And it's more efficient than the Model 3 long-range rear-wheel drive, which was like the holy grail.
Yeah.
I still think if you're buying a Model 3 and you're in the used market, long-range rear-wheel drive, early car, 2017, 2018, those things rock.
Yeah.
I had a really early one. My friend Ben had an even earlier one. His had the chrome Tesla badge and the Alcantara roof, which was a 2017.
Wow.
And it was like one of the first few hundred made. And that car was rock solid. Mine was like VIN 1800, my black one.
Wow.
And that one was rock solid and better built than my 2019. And I would say almost better built than the newest ones that I'm in as well. So I feel like they really paid attention back then. So if you're looking at buying a new Model 3, I think you go either end of the spectrum as an enthusiast.
Yes, the middle one now does not make sense because they've raised the price so much. And have they changed this to where you can still order one, or is that so off? I haven't even looked lately.
Oh, you may not be able to order a long range still.
Yeah.
But there are inventory cars
yes.
that are long ranges,
yes.
all-wheel drives,
yeah.
and they're $4,000 off almost.
Yeah. And the price point has shrunk down between performance and the long range because they raised the price of the long range, I think almost $8,000 since I got my car.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I don't know. I think they're still selling them.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they're doing like a little end of year push, but think about how much the prices have gone up.
It's crazy.
It's really insane. But they're really doing a lot with prices. Maybe we'll do another podcast on it. Because all of these inventory cars, that tells me something might be up. There might be a refresh coming. Because they only do these things when they're trying to blow out all the old cars
yeah.
and do something new. But Model 3 has had a lot of iterations. I think it's one of the only cars that consistently gets better over time from a technical standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy that they updated them from an induction motor to a permanent magnet front motor and didn't tell anyone. I only just figured this out a few months ago.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I was like, Drew, what does your car say? He's like, two permanent magnet motors. I get in mine. I'm like, mine says I have an induction motor. They drive the same.
Yeah.
It's just insane, but a totally different drivetrain.
Yeah.
So Tesla's just killing it, in my opinion. If you're getting a Model 3, Standard Range Plus all the way, unless you need all-wheel drive.
Yeah.
And if you're a performance enthusiast, just get the performance.
Yeah, I agree.
It's still the best value car for the money.
And it's quick delivery on them, too.
Yeah,
I had ordered, put my order, I think it was like early November, and it said it would be here November to December. So it could have been a couple of weeks.
And back to the original question, which is, if you could get out of your lease, would you have gone for a Model 3 performance?
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's right. Yeah, I would recommend that.
I absolutely love the Model 3. I mean, being around you, I've gotten to drive like everything lately. And I get in that car and I'm just like, it's at home. Everything works well. The dynamics are fantastic. The software is fantastic. Charge is great. It's just like, I don't know how much more you need.
It's almost perfect in certain ways. Like you can sit nice and low. The seats are the best of any car. It's the benchmark. And imagine telling BMW 15 years ago that no one would buy a 3 Series and we'd all be driving Model 3s.
Mm-hmm.
Just crazy. I know we sound like Tesla fanboys. That's because we are. So
yeah, definitely.
Well, cool. Thanks for watching another Out of Spec Reviews. No, what are we on? Out of Spec podcast episode. Let us know if you own a Model 3 or thinking about buying one and which trim you have or are going for. And if this video helped you in your buying process at all. Thank you for watching again. Bye-bye.